This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company. I'll tell you what, they came on my radar about 6 months ago, and I think we caught them at the right time. I think they're getting ready to blow up. We're talking about no other than U.S. Nuclear Corp. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol UCLE. And with us today is the CEO of that company, Bob Goldstein. Bob, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You know, give my listeners a little bit about statement of who you guys are and how you make your money.
Sure. We're originally a radiation detection company, and but we've recently expanded to putting radiation and chemical sensors on drones, and also going into the medical isotope business, and so we're expanding fast.
You know, the upcoming $5 billion shortage of medical isotopes, what is that all about, and why are you guys in that market, if you will?
Sure. So, nowadays people survive really horrific diseases and accidents because of the great diagnosis and the great scanning capabilities that the hospitals have, but they use, when they're scanning, usually you drink something or take an injection, which lets them see how your different organs are functioning.
Correct.
But that cocktail that you drink, they're running out of that. And it's about a $10 billion market now, slated to go to $15 billion in just 4 years. But they're maxed out on their supply. There's no new production coming online, so actually the market's not going to grow from 10 million unless people raise their prices, but the volume of the material, they're using all that they can produce from the world supply, and we have a new device that we're developing that can produce these medicines right on site for each city or each hospital.
And when do you think you're going to introduce that into the market and those revenues will fall on the balance sheet?
It's going to be about 2 years.
Okay.
So it's a ways away. It's a big machine. The machines that are currently producing these materials, none of them are in the United States. There's one in South Africa, one in Austria, one in Australia, one in Russia. So, they're made by nuclear reactors, which cost about $500 million or more to
build. Holy cow.
And they take staffed by hundreds of people. But the machine that we're starting to build is going to sell for $10 million each and take a staff of, two or three. So it's going to be a tremendous savings. We think we can produce the material at half the current price. And we're racing to fill this $5 billion gap.
Hey, Bob, I want to change gears here for a second and talk about some the metrics. You put out a release on April 19th about your revenues. In 2016, you guys did $2.1 million. In 2017, you did $3 million, which is about 43% up there. Explain, if you would, break down the metrics and where the money came from domestic, from international, and what was your leading product?
Sure. So our bread and butter is, as I said, radiation detectors, especially tritium monitors. We're the world's best maker of those, and we're about 50% overseas, 50% U.S. And these products that go to hospitals and universities, national labs, but especially the U.S. military. And so we've had some big shipments to the Air Force, and that was after some years of testing by Sandia National Labs, where the country's brightest scientists are, and they selected our equipment over the other brands.
Yeah, I saw that you guys put out a press release on April 9th about the Air Force contract. Can you expand a little bit on that contract?
Yeah, that was for 100 units each. each instrument costs about $25,000, and we were shipping 10 a month for 10 months, and we expect follow-on orders as well.
My guest today is U.S. Nuclear Corp. They came on my radar, like I said, about 5 or 6 months ago. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol UCLE. Their stock price is around $2.40, which I find it very, very cheap here. And with us today, talking about his company, is Mr. Bob Goldstein. Bob, adding radiation and chemical sensors to drones for emergency responses, how big can that market be, and how big is it now?
So the we're fairly new to this market, based on research we've done, the market could be $3 or $4 billion over the years. The thing is that when you send out a drone, you get beautiful pictures coming back, but if you're the chief of police and there's an explosion or a fire, you want to know what's going on.
Exactly.
You don't just want pretty pictures. You want the forensic evidence. So that's why we put these chemical sniffers and radiation detectors and biological samplers on our drones, so that you can get a complete report of what's going on.
So you're working with Homeland Security and U.S. military with this?
Yes, I am. You bet.
That's awesome. In closing, Bob, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate out there to the listeners?
I don't think so. I do want to mention that we have outstanding products, and we're currently raising money so that we can get our products out there more. I think the markets are huge, and in a lot of cases, we're the best in our market, or even the only company in our market.
U.S. Nuclear Corp's been my guest today. They are the best in class. Take a look at them. They're on the OTC markets, trading under the ticker symbol UCLE. And you've been listening to the CEO of the company, Mr. Bob Goldstein. Bob, thank you very much for stopping by. I appreciate you coming on the show. Hopefully you'll come back on in 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.